present Savior. Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the sun shall rise, and in more than jubilee, yonder in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Is just ahead in the twinkling of an eye, change within to be. All the living saints who cry to that jubilee. You gonna be there? Oh, what singing!
Oh, what shouting! On that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory! Hallelujah! When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky.
Singing over there? Is there going to be shouting over there? Is there going to be a jubilee over there? Just think, you open up your eyes and you're sitting at the wedding supper and you see all the saints and they're all there and shaking one another's hand and Jesus coming by and drying your eye. You're not going to be singing and shouting. No more death, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more everything this world's got. All's gone. Oh, that's going to be a jubilee. Oh my. Oh, what singing!
Oh, what shouting! On that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory! Hallelujah! When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Oh, what singing! Oh, what shouting! On that happy morning when we all shall rise.
I can see it. I can feel it. I want it. Oh, what singing.
Oh, what shouting. On that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory. Hallelujah. When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky.
Amen. looking forward to that day. Thank you, Lord. We're one day closer today. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Are you happy to be here this morning?
Amen.
I'm certainly happy to be here with you once again in the fellowship around this wonderful word, wonderful message to be identified with the bride of Jesus Christ here in Jeffersonville. Everywhere around the world,
Amen.
We're all one. God's calling His body and His bride from everywhere.
Yeah.
What a day that will be when people that we've never even met or seen and believe this message just the way that we do. God's great economy and what He has, and to be part of that economy. Did you enjoy Wednesday night service when going beyond the camp? I was telling the brothers when we were there, we were talking about, I think, more and more that our minds are going to that day, the Lord's coming, and that we know that when we recognize and see, when the saints of God arise and we see them, and they're going to be here with us. That's the word. So it can't fail. They'll be here. We'll open our eyes and we'll see them, just like you're looking at me. We'll see them. And when we do that, what that'll do to our faith, what that would mean to me, I just can't help but think about it. It's like, then Lord, I know I've made it. I'm one of them. And I said, in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, when that happens, and I'm telling you, when we were singing Only Believe, and I looked and seen that door open on the right-hand side, I was ready. I really thought He was going to walk out there that night. I thought I did. Praise the Lord. You know what's so wonderful? That Holy Spirit came out that door.
Amen.
And He came to that pulpit and He brought us the words of eternal life. We do want to see the dead in Christ. I want to see Brother Branham. I want to see Daddy. I want to see all those other ones. But He left us the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And He left us the words of eternal life on magnetic tape.
Amen.
So that we would have something to feast upon.
Amen.
Something that we would have when all the world knows nothing about it. We've got it. We're here. We're feasting upon that food daily, hourly, constantly, all the time. And He told us in that, He says, in that camp, He says, you have to encamp around that word. Everything that prophet tells us goes back to the word. And you wonder what the word is for the day, that the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It is the word for us today. And once that you recognize and that you see that, He says, that is when you know that you're bride. When you can say amen to every word. And it was even when Jesus was here on earth. His brother Branham in the word tells us how when Satan came after Him, what did Satan use? He said, did he use his power? He said he didn't use the power. He said he used the word. He came after Him with the word. He was the word and He spoke the word. And Satan's clever. What did Satan do? Came right back with Him with the word. You ever had Satan do that to you? He does it to me all the time. He comes right back. You got to come right back to Him with the word. You got to defeat Him with the word. It's also written. And us as sons and daughters of God, that's what we have to do when Satan comes after. When you recognize and you realize that you are the word, then you have to tell Satan, it is written.
Amen.
It is written. I am a royal seed of Abraham. I am predestinated. I was in Him before the foundation of the world. When you realize that, then that's power.
Amen.
That's real power. He says that's the attributes that it is in God. And He says that if we are an attribute of God, do you believe that you're an attribute of God?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to read you a little something that the prophet of God said. So I want to know is, when did you become an attribute of God? When was you an attribute of God? You ready?
Amen.
It's a heavy load in a double barrel.
Glory.
Amen. And any son is the attribute of his father. And just as you were in the genes of your father, in the body of your father, when you was a young boy, you were in him. Yet he could not have fellowship with you because he didn't know you. But then, through the bread and grounds of a mother, you are brought forth into the earth and become in the image of your father. Then he could have fellowship with you. And so were you, sons and daughters of God, before there was a moon, before there was a star, before there was a molecule. You were sons and daughters of God, for you are only the physical manifestation of the attributes that was in God in the beginning. Listen to this. For there's only one form of eternal life. There's only one form of eternal life, and that was you. One form of eternal life. That's you, eternal life. Praise the Lord. Happy. Amen. Be seated. You didn't know nothing about it, neither did you know when you was in your earthly father. But you were manifested in his image. In the image of God you are made, and you are manifested for the glory and the fellowship of God. Therefore, as sure as your gene had to be in your father before your natural birth, your spiritual gene had to be in God because you're an expression of the attributes of his thought before the foundation of the world. And there's no way around it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That's wonderful. That's who the bride is. The true form of eternal life, recognizing who that they are. And that eternal bride and that attribute will recognize Father for who that he is. Yeah. It was even that they got enthused. Brother Brand, the word tells us how they were in the Mount Transfiguration. He says that Peter got all enthused. And he says, let us build three temples. But what happened? God came down and said, this is my beloved son. Amen. Hear ye him.
Amen.
One. Yeah. Amen. In our day and time, God come down, manifested his prophet with the pillar of fire, and he said, hear ye him. Amen. It's amazing, the proof that the world that we know, that we recognize by that picture. He said it's the greatest photograph that was ever taken. The world don't know, and it's like, this is an image that man made that we believe. Brother Brand said his home was never been without it. That is the picture of the pillar of fire.
Amen.
That is Christ right there. He was in flesh at one time, but now he's in the form of a pillar of fire. Living amongst us in this room right now, that pillar of fire is right here. Merry Christmas. Amen. Amen. If we could just open our eyes, he said, we can see. And many have. See? Maybe. I want to. But we know that he's here. But Father wants all of us. He says, like it was with Samson. He says, what did Samson do? He says, all Samson did, he says, was give him his strength. He says, but he wants all of you. He wants you to surrender everything to him and to give everything to him. He says, that's what it that he wanted. And at this time of the year is that what he wanted Samson to do, we're living in that day and time. And what it is, this part of the season, this is the season for giving. This is the Christmas time when our minds and our thoughts are all about the giving. What we think about, what we want to give, and we start off and with presents and what we want to give to one another. We put a lot of thinking into it, a lot of planning into it, a lot of shopping into it. You want to get something that might be for your children. I want to get something just special for my children, or the right little gift for them, or your mom or your dad or parents or friends. And we spend a lot of time to doing that. We go to shops and going around, we get something in our mind, and we'll go to any lengths that we can go to. We'll go and spend hours. We'll go fight traffic. We'll go sacrifice money that we don't have in order to get it. And especially as parents or grandparents, you want the best for the kids, and your mind really starts going to that because you want to get that for that kid. You want to get something for him, like I said, the parents. And then after we do all that and that thought process that we put into it, then we want to get the right package for it to go in. You know how it is, you want to get the right, you want to get it wrapped just so pretty and so neat, and that's usually the wife's job. But you want to get the right wrapping paper for it, and you get the right bow, and you get the right ribbon for it, and everything else, because you want it to look beautiful, and you want it to be such a surprise, because you put a lot into it. You put thought into it. You put thought to give it to them. And then when you give them the gift and everything is a token of a love that you give to somebody, is that you can't wait at that time when you get to it and they open up the present. And when they open up the present, you're also excited when they open up that present. Because you want them to open it up and it's like, oh, awesome. Oh, it's just what I wanted. Oh, it's beautiful. And I couldn't get it, because the whole thing is to give a present to somebody. It's supposed to be, I've heard, that they say something they wouldn't buy for themselves. They really want, but you want it to be something special for them. And so we do. And when you hear that and it comes back, how it thrills our heart is that they have, and that you've got the right for them, or your children so excited about that special gift that you got for them. And that you know that you did the right thing in planning and getting ready for doing it. What present have you got for Jesus this year? How many of you planned for that present this year? How many of you spent time thinking about it? Jesus, what am I going to get you this year? What's my present to you, Lord? Have you put thought into it this year? You've put thought in a lot of other presents. How about that present? Have you thought about it? Have you planned on it? Have you thought this holiday season, Lord, this is what I'm going to give to you as a little something special for you, Lord Jesus? Amen. This is what it's all about. We know, because of the word, that this isn't the time that Christ was born. We know that. But they celebrate this time. Brother Bram said that we do. So we set a time, that we set a time for family, set a time that we can get together. We set a time that we can can't wait as we get together as a family. Or to do things and to do those presents and to present it to it. But let's think about what we can give to him. What we want to do for him. And what does he want? He wants fellowship.
Amen.
He wants worship.
Amen.
He wants to come together with you, to you, to speak to him. In order to get that way, he says that you got to get quiet. And you got to get before the Lord Jesus so that he can speak to you. So I want to ask you something. It's something that I did quite a few years ago to the Voice of God employees, and that I give them an extra week off is from work. And it is like us, we're not going to be together for about 11 or 12 days. And I want to ask you that while we're gone, that how about let's give a present to the Lord Jesus. Would you give him one day of your time? What's one day of your time? Now, you're in the Word all the time. You're reading your Bible. You're praying. And you stay in the Word. And that's what you're supposed to do every single day. We got to stay into the Word. But totally into the Word. Lord, I'm giving you this day.
Amen.
This day is nothing but you. I'm not answering my phone. I'm not answering emails. I'm not going to the store. I'm not going to tend to nothing else. I'm not leaving. All I want to do is just give it to you, Lord. Just, I'm here with you, Lord. I want to hear you, Lord. I want to talk with you, Lord. I want to worship you. This is my love gift, Lord, back to you, Lord Jesus. How many of you will commit and say, until we meet again, Lord, I'll give you that one day.
Amen.
Be sure you put up that hand. Everything's going to beat you up to not take and fulfill this commitment that you're making before him. He'll try to take it away, but it'll be the greatest holiday you ever had. You believe that?
Amen.
It will be the greatest gift that you could ever give. It'll be the greatest time that you could ever have with the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And you know what's so wonderful about that? Is that you can't outgive him. And if you give that to him, you're going to get the best presents you've got your whole holiday season. Because he's thought about it. He's planned on it. He's researched it. He packaged it up. He's wrapped it up. And he's going to give it to you. And you just get quiet before him, and then he'll give it back to you. So just make that commitment before the Lord. Lord, I want to give that. How about that for the church? Does that sound good?
Amen.
Amen. Let's give him a clap. want to make just a couple of announcements here before we've got along. We've got a Jubilee tape. What a message that we've got you here today. All of them are special, and they're all different, and love to hear from each one of you. When we start talking about it, it's like, man, that's my favorite tape, but I don't think I've ever heard that tape before. I believe that it becomes more real to us every single day. And it's the time that when you're aware and the things we've talked about, being prepared. And when you're prepared, you're able to absorb more. And the Lord's allowed you to hear more and to understand more. And that's that bride getting ourselves ready so that he can tell us. And then we're applying that inside of our lives. So if the Lord willing, though, that we are going to, is our next service is going to be Thursday evening, December the 31st again. Now, we've canceled Wednesday the 23rd and the 27th, but we'll be meeting back here on the 27th on that Wednesday night, which will be New Year's Eve. We'll just be having a regular service, and we're going to finish up on the Jubilee tapes that night, but we're not going to have communion and foot washing that night. Have decided, and as I announced Wednesday night, that we'll wait and do that. That following is on the 3rd. And that's when we'll have the service. The watch night service won't be very long. We won't keep you real late. I don't want you out on the roads and everything. But we still want to get together to welcome in that new year. And then on the 3rd, we'll only have one service on the 3rd for that communion. And that'll be that night like we did our last communion service. And we'll gather together here at 5 o'clock to have communion service. And I don't think I said Wednesday night. Forgive me if I do and repeat myself. But my instructor repeated himself a lot. So is that I heard a lot of people in talking to them how much that they really enjoyed the one service for the communion service that night. And it really gave a time that to reflect upon what communion is all about and to prepare ourselves. And we do. We live busy lives. And we're gone and we're doing and getting ready and coming to church and going here. We got to go do this and we got to go out to eat. We got to get ready and then we got to come back to service at night. It's just nice to get up and there's no place. It's Sunday. It's read your Bible, to speak to him, hear the word. But just to think about the communion is getting the Lord's Supper and making sure that we have everything right before him. So if that's okay with the congregation, I think I'd like to do that again. Would that be okay with you just to have the one service? Yes. Thank you. Amen. Then, like I said, we'll meet back here and we'll do at 9:30 is on the communion service. I'm sorry. We'll meet here at the communion service at 5 o'clock on the communion night. Also, too, is we got the gift for the little kids, a little Christmas gift. So afterwards is after service, that is with take your children and go to the back door. You have to empty that way. And Brother Billy Paul and the deacons will be back there to give the candy for the kids that we have for them is back there. And then also want to take the thank you all that Brother Samuel and I got the Christmas present from you back in the room this morning. A new suit of clothes and a new shirt and a tie for myself and a gift for Brother Samuel. I want to say God bless you and thank you. It's like Brother Bram said, there is nothing greater that you could give me in this position than give me a new suit of clothes. And what a blessing it is for me to do that. I wish you wouldn't have done it. I love giving surprises. I hate getting surprises. But I thank you from the depths of my heart for you. The Lord bless each one of you for your love to me and to my family and your prayer and your support. And the biggest thing you can give me is right here in this card. Just to tell me that you love me and you pray for me. And then the other is to see Father living through you. That's the greatest gift that there is to see Jesus Christ living through you. So God bless you once again and thank you. And I want to give Brother Samuel an opportunity, and he's going to take the prayer requests and stuff to come up and to thank you too. And the Lord richly bless you. And as if we don't anymore, is that have a wonderful holiday season with you and with your family. And as if you travel and go up on the road, that the Lord give you safe trip and the traveling mercies and as you go. And, you know, the world celebrates something total different than what we celebrate. And then I just pray again is that if once you take that time, that day, and you dedicate it, I can promise you it'll change your life. It's something different when you give something totally to him, that it's no other time for nothing else. He gave us the greatest gift there was. Amen. And we even just read it to what it is. He gave us the gift of eternal life. Amen. We are royal seed of Abraham. Amen. God bless you, Brother Samuel.
Good morning to you, and the Lord bless each and every one.